You're listening to SBS News.
As many as 90,000 more people in the United States are expected to die from COVID-19 in the next 4 weeks. The grim warning comes as the new administration of President Joe Biden held its first televised briefing on the pandemic with experts discussing efforts to improve the delivery and administration of vaccines. The new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the deaths are likely, even though the seven-day average number of coronavirus deaths in the US has decreased by 4.9%. That drop in numbers has prompted New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to declare the holiday surge of COVID-19 is over in the state, but he's not announced any easing on restrictions yet and will continue to take advice from officials.
And by the end of the week, we'll have a plan on New York City restaurants. I fully understand how difficult it is that they are closed, not just for the restaurants, but all the people who are employed there.
The state of Illinois is increasing its vaccination program. Governor J.P. Pritzker says the new Biden administration is working actively with states to increase the number of available doses. But he says he won't be able to say exactly how long it will be before all residents of his state will be able to receive shots against coronavirus.
We weren't being notified about how much vaccine we're going to receive on a weekly basis until a day or two before it was available. And so it's impossible, as you can imagine, to make appointments ahead of time if you don't know how many vaccine doses are going to be available that week. So what they're saying is we're going to guarantee a minimum number, and we're going to tell you that for the next 3 weeks, so you have at least that number of appointments that you can make available to people.
The state's current phase of vaccinations includes essential workers and people over 65. It's a different story in Virginia, where Governor Ralph Northam is facing escalating criticism over the state's rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. He acknowledges there's still much work to be done.
My message to hospitals is this: there's no excuse for first doses to be sitting there unused. Get them out and get them into arms now. We're also working with hospitals and local health districts to make sure they're not holding on to too much supply of second doses, especially if they won't need it for several weeks. So I will issue an executive order today extending the current policies through the end of February.
Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says England's lockdown will remain in place until at least the 8th of March, when schools are set to reopen.
Then, in the week beginning the 22nd of February, we will set out our plan, not just for reopening our schools, but gradually to reopen our economy and our society and to get our lives back to as close to normal as possible. Now, this will be a timetable that is inevitably going to be subject to adjustment.
He says he hopes Britain's four most vulnerable groups will have received their first vaccine doses by the 15th of February. The European Union is pushing AstraZeneca to supply the bloc with more doses of its COVID-19 vaccine from plants in Europe and Britain after the company announced delivery delays. AstraZeneca, which partnered with Britain's Oxford University to develop its vaccine, said last week it would not be able to deliver promised supplies to the EU in the first quarter due to the production issues at a Belgian factory. The company's chief executive, Pascal Soriot, says delivery figures in its contract with the EU are targets, not firm commitments. But the European Commissioner for Health and Food Safety, Stella Kyriakides, has rejected Mr. Soriot's explanation.
Pharmaceutical companies, vaccine developers have moral, societal and contractual responsibilities which they need to uphold. The view that the company is not obliged to deliver because we signed a best effort agreement is neither correct nor is it acceptable.
Over to South America, and Peru has woken up to long queues outside hospitals as a strict COVID lockdown is announced amid a wave of infections. The lockdown is set to last until February 14th. One hospital in the main port of the country doesn't have doctors to treat patients, and medical authorities say new patients cannot be admitted due to a lack of instruments, materials, and medical personnel. Peru's President Francisco Sagasti says the situation is serious due to the rapid increase in infections.
We have approved a series of measures to deal with the pandemic that hits the country and the whole world. As you are well aware, the situation is very serious worldwide. During the last few days, we have witnessed the rapid increase of COVID-19 cases.
Health authorities in Chile have approved the emergency use of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. The director of the local Institute of Public Health, Heriberto Garcia, confirmed the country expects to receive more than 6 million doses during the year, with the first 4 million to begin arriving in March.
With this, counting authorizations, the first one of Pfizer was for 10 million, Sinovac was for another 10 million, and for this, 6 million doses were requested. Therefore, we would have around 26 million doses already authorized in Chile.
Meanwhile, France is reporting over 26,000 new confirmed cases over the past 24 hours, the biggest one-day jump since November. And in Lisbon, Portugal, hospitals are struggling to meet the oxygen demand for COVID-19 patients. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.